are back today with a, this story is going to be nice and juicy. I feel like it is going to be probably the juiciest one that I've had from like a scandalous, like I've had some like soft and sentimentals, mm-hmm. but this is going to be like the juice.
The tea is hot.
The tea is piping hot and you're going to pour it for us. Yep. We changed a couple elements of the story. I'm not going to tell y'all exactly what we've changed because we don't want any... People are crazy. I mean, they can find out the nitty gritty.
I mean, I know I'm an FBI investigator, so I know everybody else will be.
Right. So that's why we're not even going to tell. We're not going to tell what's real, mm-hmm. what's fake. And right now I have Taylor in.
Hi.
And she and I met actually through a client, right?
Yep.
And it was funny because, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to sound like I'm like toot my own horn, but you listened to our other podcast, right?
Yes. I was a longtime listener of the other podcast.
Right.
And that's how I found out about you as a hairstylist. And then your other client said, she's amazing with brunettes. You need to go see her. So I said, great, say less, I'm in.
Yep.
And now we have a lovely therapy relationship.
I know, that's right. So that was like a year and a half ago or whatever. So when I saw you last, none of this stuff that we're going to talk about was like a current situation.
No, yeah, none of this is currently ongoing.
No.
It already happened.
Yeah. And then when I saw you again, you're like, well, I have a life update. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's talk about it. So I'm going to let you have the floor on this only because, like I said, there's elements that I don't want to screw up. Mm-hmm. So Taylor is going to take it away and y'all just sit down. You can't be multitasking on this one. You're going to want to sit down, maybe get a pen pad and get to going on this thing. So
get a little snack.
Yeah.
Okay. So hi, everybody. I'm Taylor. I'm going to tell you a story today about my divorce.
And,
yeah. So my ex-husband and I got married in 2016, and so a while, and we were married for 5 years, and in those 5 years, so many things happened, but in the last year of that, well, year and a half of that marriage, I got pregnant with our first child, and our only child that we have. And he was a nurse. I met him on Tinder. I feel like that's important because the online dating.
Wait, how long did y'all date before y'all got married?
We dated for probably 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were engaged for like a year to plan our wedding. We had a really big, you know, Southern wedding. Mm-hmm.
All the to-dos, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so we were together for probably 2 years before we got married. And the red flags were pink.
Okay.
During our dating.
Yeah.
And I think I was just young and naive and the self-worth wasn't quite there for me.
Mm-hmm. And when you're like in a blissful state, like your friends can usually, we see this all the time and we see it, like it's being brought to light on like social media because people are like red flag, you know, they point them out and it's a little bit easier because it's like a thing now.
Yes.
But like when you're first dating somebody, your friends might see all these things and you just like you said, you ever look them or they're like pink. Or they're
yeah.
Not quite red.
And I met him in like 2013. When it very much like online dating, the only options were like Plenty of Fish, Tinder.
Oh my God, Plenty of Fish. I freaking forgot. Is that still out there?
From what? Well,
like there's probably still Plenty of Fish. Yes. They might not be good though.
Yeah, no, the fish are not good.
I forgot about that one.
So like red flags were not a thing that any of us recognized back in the day, a decade
ago.
Well,
nobody
ago.
Really called stuff out back then.
No.
I mean, God, I say back then like it was 40 years ago, but really like it, so much has changed in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It was a different world.
So I swiped right and we dated for 2 years. And in that time, like everything was good. We moved in together. We kind of had, you know, the traditional relationship. You get to know each other, et cetera, propose, blah, 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 get married. The day before our wedding was the first red flag.
Oh, God.
The day before our wedding, he was from a different state and he is a nurse. Now, and he was at the time as well. And so he had friends from nursing school that had come down to our wedding. Obviously he'd been friends with these people all through college. He at our like rehearsal dinner, everything was cool. Everything was fine. Obviously we were all drinking, whatever. We get to the place that his friends, his nursing friends had rented and he leaves me for 3 hours and goes downstairs with a girl.
Oh,
and this was a friend. Uh-huh. This girl was a friend at the time. Now I know a lot more.
Oh,
but like this like was that. The first like stark red flag that I should have known. She was dating another guy in the group at the time. So I thought it was totally innocent.
It's like fine. A little platonic friend. Oh, they're besties.
But let's be so honest. What best friend of the opposite sex are you that close with? We're like 3 hours the day before you're... No, ma'am.
I know. Full stop.
No, ma'am.
Right.
But I was only like 23.
Right.
So I had no
idea. But you were also like on cloud nine and you're about to get married.
Yes.
And who would do something the day before a wedding?
Literally.
Who would be shady before the wedding? Like, who? To be sure, even the worst of the worst are going to clean their act up maybe like the day or two before and be also on cloud nine and then go back to their shitty ways after. Yes. But the day before the wedding, you probably, that is the furthest thing.
Yeah.
Because also, why are you getting married?
Right. What are we doing, Richard?
What are we doing? What are Wasting we doing? All this money?
Ugh. No, not me. Well, so it was me though. He did that and I kind of brushed it off because again, day before my wedding, we got married. Fast forward.
But did y'all argue about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bring it up.
Oh, you just were just
I just like put it away for later.
Yeah.
And which is not a great coping skill.
Because like you think you forgot and then you're vulnerable one day and they went to the gas station and then now you're spiraling.
And
you're
I bring it up like years later.
Stop. It took that long. Man, you really fell out of the way.
I really did. I was in the most delusional land of Oz for most Bless of your my heart. Marriage. But I had a kid and I learned a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So fast forward like 3 months, I find that he is messaging this same girl. So we've been married for 3 months, we've done our honeymoon, etc.
Yeah.
He's messaging this girl. I can't wait to hug you. Like it felt wrong. Mm. And if it feels wrong, it is wrong.
That gut, girl. Like, that gut tells us what's up.
If your gut wakes up and says, no, ma'am, no more. And so I did call him out on that. I distinctly like remember we were at a restaurant and I was like, hey, this is weird. What's going on? And he was like, oh, it's not anything that you think. Of course you're going to say that.
You're like, well, you don't even know what I think because like, you didn't ask me yet.
Like, duh.
Right.
Come on. And he was like, oh, she's just lonely.
Oh, okay.
Go be lonely.
Tell her to get a husband.
Yes. Go be lonely with another man.
Right.
Who lives in the same state as you.
And because, that's not married.
Yes. We didn't even live in the state that she lived in.
No.
So we ended up moving across the state. And we are like working at our jobs. He's in nursing, obviously. And then I'm in teaching. And he decides he wants to go back and get his master's. And so we fast forwarded probably like, gosh, like 3 years from our wedding. So we've been married for 3 years. In those 3 years' time, he has demonstrated strange behavior with his phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Meaning, and I didn't know.
Now he's like waving red flags.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like he is a walking
red flag. He is a red flag. Like wore one every day.
Right, Richard.
I did not know the passcode to his phone. We were married. At this point, you know, married for 3 years, together for two. We've been with each other for 5.
Mm-hmm.
And we live together. We have a house. Like, I know his social security number. I did not know this man's passcode.
Because you can hack into that social, girl, yes, but not the phone.
Exactly. He was like, you can steal my money. That's fine.
good.
So he wouldn't tell me, like, the passcode on his phone. He would sleep on top of his phone. Like, on top of his phone. He would turn off push notifications for certain like message conversations.
Oh,
which you apparently can do on iPhone. I don't know. I know that that is dumb on my part, but I think I just did not want to face the reality that the person I married was a shady person.
Did you like already deep down start thinking, okay, I know he is messing around? Like it wasn't even a question at that point. You just like kind of knew, like you saw things adding up. And you're like, this is obviously what I think it is.
For me, the biggest thing that like pointed out to me was when I would talk to my other friends who were in really lovely, very supportive, happy marriages. And they would be like, oh, you know, my husband went to the gas station and brought me back a snack.
Mm.
That was never something that Richard would have ever done. If I had asked, he would have been like, no, or why?
What?
Yes. And I think I was so far in, like we had bought a house, we had cars, like we wanted to have children. We were starting to like have these conversations.
So he also actively still wanted kids and stuff, even though he was doing all that. Is so wild to me. Yeah. Like, thank God you had one and didn't continue down that path with this man, because I just don't understand why people like, I just had a conversation with another client, not to hijack your story, but like when somebody does this and you mess up, and you're young and dumb, it's wrong, but at least it's not a character trait and a lifestyle. If you're doing this repetitively, this is your lifestyle. This is who you are as a person. You do not have a conscience. And then to seek out and have kids and a whole life, you're still building a life with somebody that you're already being shady and not good to.
Yes.
Cannot understand that.
Yeah.
Could never be me.
He, I think like Richard was so obsessed with the image he portrayed and put out to people. It was like such a big deal to him all the time, the way that other people perceived him and our family. And that was a huge, huge, huge thing for him. And so I think that's part of why he just, he was like, oh, let me hide this thing. And so, so in the years we were married before we had our child, he was shady with his phone, and I would every once in a while, and anybody who's ever caught their spouse or long-term significant other doing shady things on their phone knows what I am talking about, where you will wait till they fall asleep and you're like, okay, I think tonight they're going to leave their phone open. And so one night he had left his phone like on the edge underneath his pillow, like on the edge of the bed. And so it fell onto the ground.
This is so wild that he did this. Like not him not sleeping kidding. With his phone
every under the night. The pillow would go like underneath the middle of the bed, like underneath his head, oh, like where his brain was.
Ooh, I feel like that's bad too. Like
it,
the waves.
It has
of,
to be.
Yeah, it can't be good.
But I'm not going to tell him that.
Do not tell him that. No, no, no,
no, no, no.
Not your problem.
No. So I had guessed the passcode, and I had saved it in a notes app on my phone.
Wait, you just randomly? Oh, it was probably like a birthday or something.
So there were. Yeah, it was a birthday. It was his birthday.
Oh wow, he's not super mine. Smart.
Not mine.
Wow, Richard.
Yeah, and so I had guessed it a previous night when I had got it, and because like,
so you've tried to get in the phone before?
Oh my God, yeah. Anybody who sleeps on their phone, like I know that I was delusional, but I wasn't so far gone that I was like, okay, I can't not look.
Yeah. Curiosity kills the cat, honey. Consider me deceased because your girl's I got
so
you.
So I had guessed and gotten locked out one time.
5 minute for a bit. Yes. He was probably spiraling if he would have gone that.
He would have lost his mind.
I'm locked out of my phone for 4 minutes. The cool down period. Like, relax, buddy. You're going to get back in, chill.
And I want to be so clear. I did not feel like I was unsafe looking through his phone. Like, think anything like that.
No, but you knew, like, you were going to, like, get hurt from a. Pissed. Yeah, and but also, like, it was going to hurt your feelings. Yes. You knew.
Oh, I knew.
You knew.
I knew there was stuff in there that was going to really hurt my feelings. So over the years, the 3 years we had been married, at this point, I had caught, like, random women, like, inappropriate messages. Like,
wow.
Like, what size are you? Like, things, like, in very clear.
Yeah.
Cut and dry.
You're, like, reading between the lines clearly.
Yeah. So, but I didn't, like, know any of these women. And so I confronted him, and I was like, hey, what is going on? This is inappropriate. Like, we're married, da-da-da. And
this was on his phone?
Yeah, and so all of this was on his phone.
Did he know you went through the phone?
He knew when I said something, but no, because I was so secretive and so strategic. He also had an Apple Watch.
It's always whenever you hear stories, that's how it starts. It's like they left their Apple Watch at home.
And I could take a picture of the Apple Watch on my phone and I could save it into like my hidden album.
Okay. And then so, later go look through and read. Oh,
yes.
All right,
and so that's how I would like gather evidence. But when I got onto his phone that like first time, I realized, oh, he's hiding social media apps. So he would hide Snapchat because I guess you can hide it where it doesn't even show up on your home screen on your phone.
Oh, like just he went on a different page or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, it was like fully hidden. Like you could scroll. Apparently you can do that. I don't know how.
Oh, wow.
Maybe like cheatersrs.com will tell you how to
do that. The rule book.
Yeah. But it was like, I would scroll through everything and Snapchat would be non-existent. But I knew he had a Snapchat because he would Snapchat me.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh God. He was really dumb too.
So dumb, but so deep into it. So deep.
He should have just not Snapchatted you at all. Correct. Like, does he not realize? He skipped that page. He skipped that chapter.
I think also like the biggest thing, my mom says this all the time. She's like, he underestimated you in every way. I think he thought I was a dumb person.
Right.
Yeah. Anybody who behaves this way and they do think that you are dumb. Like,
well, he probably convinced himself because he got away with it for so long. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, and obviously we haven't gotten to like the rest of the story, but like even before y'all got married, like some stuff that he could have been doing that you never even caught on to, like he probably did get away with it for so long.
Oh, and I fully did this before. Yeah. And I know that like I'm a very trusting person. So the times I did catch him were only like the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. So he was like covering tracks.
Right. And so I confronted him and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I have a problem. I was okay,
play your
bro.
Fiddle somewhere else or violin, whatever it is.
Like I was like, what kind of problem? Like, are we so serious? Are we so serious? This is your problem of choice. Like, couldn't it have been anything else? Anything else. So, but it was like clearly inappropriate, but he had never met these women in person. They didn't even live in our state. So, right. I think it was just texting.
Not the pen pals.
Right. This was a pen pal. Like he loved a pen pal. So that was like the first, I don't know, like one or two times that I had caught him. So then fast forward another year, we're in our like fourth year of marriage and I get pregnant. Which was great. So happy. Mm-hmm. We're both very happy. He is a great dad. You know, even now, terrible husband, great dad.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's great. We're happy. Awesome. I give birth kind of like in the middle of COVID. So masks, you have to wear them. I also had COVID the day I gave birth.
Oh,
and I was like in it. I had a fever, the whole thing, right?
Man, I don't ever want to go back to those days.
God, it was terrible.
That's rough.
It was awful. But Richard had decided like the year prior, I'm going to go get my master's so I can become an anesthesiologist.
Oh, Richard's smart. Oh, yeah. Might be a dick, but he's very smart.
Right. And he said, let's bring home some money. I married a teacher. We all know what I make. Nothing.
Right.
So he was like, let's get some more money. And so I was like all supportive about that. If anybody knows anything about anesthesia school, it is a large time commitment. Large.
Yeah.
However, it is not so large of a time commitment that you have to leave your, I don't know, like 2 hours post C-section COVID positive wife who has just given birth to your first child and to go to class for his master's for this anesthesia thing.
Wow, he was really committed. Mm-hmm. He was just such a good student.
The most committed.
Like, you're a teacher. You're like, try it again.
Right.
There, Richard.
Right.
No one's that committed.
No one's that
Not
committed.
Not even me. And I have to be there.
Correct. But do you know what they are committed to? The hot women that are in said anesthesia school with them.
Mm.
Yeah. And
he needs a hobby. He really should have got just a hobby. And it didn't need to include a girl.
It could have been like, I don't know, like video games would have been a better
right. outlet. I mean, there's people that do those like craft cars. Mm-hmm. What are they called? The scale cars.
Yes.
All them pieces.
Yes.
Plenty of time to keep you busy.
Mm-hmm.
That will eat up so much of your time. Also, you got a new baby.
We also have a new baby.
Get up in the middle of the night, yes. Richard.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Do anything other than this.
Did you think though, like when y'all got pregnant, did you feel like the past was the past and behind you and that you were good and that he was like better, or was he still just a shady and you're like, I want a kid. This is my life. I'm having a kid.
I think on the outside, it was the first thing. Like, I can forgive him. We're going to move on. Things are going to be fine.
He's going to change.
Right. He's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside, I think I knew what I knew. But I also did not want to be like, and this is so vain, but I did not want to be over 30 having kids.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in my 20s and be done having children and just be done with the
whole
thing.
Be a young mom.
Yeah. Be a young mom. So that way I can, you know, be in my 40s with a driving kid.
Right.
You can drive me.
God, I did it all wrong. I had my kid at 32, but that's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
But, and I know that's so vain.
No, it's not. But you know what? A lot of people in the South, that is the lifestyle. My mom, like all of our parents did it. Our grandparents had kids when they were like 14. I mean, they were really young. They're like, we've been married for 86 years. I'm like, you are 86. So, did you get married in the hospital? But no, I get it. It's fine. It is what
and
it is.
I do think there would like, though there are still, I mean, we live in the South.
Yeah.
I think there, those pressures are still very prevalent.
Oh, very much. Yeah.
I mean, I did get asked like 2 days after our wedding. Oh, when are you going to have a baby?
Oh,
I was
God,
like,
yeah.
Guys, we just right. said I do. In the
He went on a date before our wedding and we just got married. Can you let us like,
yeah,
we're trying things out right now.
Right. Give me just five.
Wait
minutes.
A minute. We didn't yeah. even mail off the mail, the certificate, almost a death certificate, the marriage certificate. Relax, Linda.
Yes. Chill.
Bang.
But God. So I think it was like a little bit of both, but yeah. I wanted to have a baby and I had said, you know what, this is my life. Like I am committing to this. I said the vows, I did the things.
Yeah.
And while I was pregnant, he had started anesthesia school. The mm-hmm. timeline is crazy. I'm so sorry. But while I was pregnant, he started anesthesia school. So I had met all of the different people that he was in anesthesia school with, like his round, year, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And there were about like 12 of them.
Okay.
And it was majority women. Uh-huh. I mean, nursing is a female dominated, you know,
industry.
There we go. And we had had them over to our house for like all the people in his year, to our house for like a little get to know you gathering.
Love that. Little and, hostess.
Yeah. Little hostess with the
look
mostest.
At you, girl.
Was I was so pregnant. but it was worth it because it was some information gathering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
antennas were up at this point, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah. The antennas were up because Richard is not the most excitable of people. Like all my friends were like, "Man, he really does fit his name." And I was like, "Yeah, kind of." He wasn't this very like chatty person. I was the chatty person in our marriage. Like okay. He was more of a wallflower at parties. But once he joined, or not joined, but had started anesthesia school, boy, oh boy, was
came
that,
out of a shell.
Just came right on out of that shell.
Wow.
Specifically in front of one fellow nursing student.
And we can always tell who are you fooling? Yeah. Not me.
I'm not dumb.
Right. And it's so crystal clear. Yeah. I have friends. You can even have friends that act different around other people and you can just see it. Don't it piss you off?
Oh my God. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
But so, little miss comes into our house because I invited her to my home. And I'm a baker. I bake a lot. I pride myself on being really good at baking all kinds of things, advanced, intermediate, whatever. And she had come in with essentially like box cupcakes in little tents. And Richard never ate the things I baked. But let me tell you,
that gobbled
man,
them up.
He gobbled up every one of them cupcakes.
Shut your mouth. Mm-hmm.
And he talked about how great they were.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. She didn't even make them. So that ain't even the flex you think it is.
Precisely.
First of all.
And they were like warm. The icing was sliding off. Like, ew, this was not
her using the cake mix and the Little Debbie.
This would have been better had we just bought pre-made cupcakes from the store.
No, he had to do Betty Crocker.
From her. And he raved about them. Even after she had left, like the next day, she had left the cupcakes at her house and he was like, "Man, these cupcakes are so good."
Ew. Oh my God.
So he would like rave. He would rave about them for like days. And he also, him and her would work very like closely. They would edit each other's papers that they would write. They would kind of check each other and make sure everybody was good for like studying and their clinicals and things like that kind of within this program. So I gave birth. He left the hospital to go to a class and he didn't tell anybody that his wife was giving birth to their first child to not appear weak. But okay.
He is something.
I know. Just every day. And so then like fast forward, my child was like, and I knew this was our one and only. I was like, yeah, no, this is it. I don't think I'm having any more kids.
Well, God, at that point you were probably like, ugh.
And I was doing like the bulk of the parenting. Did, you know.
Well, he was dating.
Right.
Y'all both can't like pour it.
I mean, one can't be dating and the other is a married
look, you were
mom.
Committed on both sides. You were mom, dad, and he's out being, you know.
I was mom, dad, wife, husband.
Right. All the things.
Housekeeper.
Like, yeah.
So he was out and about and my friends were like, Taylor, girl, get it together. Like, you know, this is happening.
So they're like starting to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. We all were kind of like, yeah, this is happening, but like, what do we do?
Right.
And I had said, and I think now having gone through a divorce and kind of like seeing the ins and outs of it, I had said to myself so much, I can't afford it. I cannot afford to get divorced.
That's how so many people are. Mm-hmm. It's so sad.
I really, 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 for a really long time, felt like I was so trapped. So then my child was like 9 months old, 10 months old, almost a year. And I had lost a bunch of weight, and I had, if anybody's had a C-section, you know, the C-section scar, it scars up, you have some skin, and I had breastfed. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get a mommy makeover.
Ooh, yeah, girl, oh, snatch it in, do the things. Yes.
So I had told him, hey, I'm going to get surgery this summer, but I'm going to be out, like out physically for 8 weeks. And this is when things started to ramp up.
Mm.
And for like years prior, he would make like little passing jokes, like, our sex drives were a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know why.
Well,
fast forward. Now I know why. But he was like every day, and I was not an everyday type of person at that time.
Right.
And he was like, oh, wouldn't it be great if I had an extra so that way you could have the night off? It's so embarrassing now.
Actually, Richard, it'd be nice if you could be the dad and let me have a night off.
Yeah.
Because being mom.
Because every mom knows if you would just do bath time and dinner, I will do anything you want me to.
Right.
I will do literally it. Let me go read my little smutty book.
Turn me on.
I'm there.
Oh, you swept the floor. You vacuumed?
Yeah.
Oh, you vacuumed. Not even the cordless one. You plugged it in and did the powerful. Mm-hmm. Meet me in.
You put diaper cream on the baby before you put them down. Mm. Whoa, I'm there.
Right.
I am turned on. But this is great.
Basically asking you for an extra.
Yes. And this was like, it would be like passing jokes for like a while. And I was like, oh, haha, tee hee, ha.
Hilarious. Yeah, it'd be so great.
So then I tell him, I'm going to do this mommy makeover. And he goes, oh, if you're going to be out for 8 weeks, can I?
He asked you to
ask for permission.
No, he didn't.
Yep. Swear to God.
Ma'am.
And I said, excuse me, but no. I said, no.
How did he ask you? Like, did he have someone specific? Well, we know he had somebody specifically in mind. So, the box cake girl.
Yep. So when I said no, I said, do you have somebody that you are interested in?
He's like, Melissa, but no. But the girl that.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, well, I mean, maybe.
Good freaking bye.
And this was, I want everybody to know this, this was in the last like 10 to 12 months of our marriage, like when this conversation happened.
Okay.
I knew.
You didn't stick around very long.
I am not sticking around much longer.
Writing's on the end. Yeah. You see it. I got to make crystal clear.
Exactly. I got to get out of here.
Squirrel away that money.
Yeah. So I said, no, absolutely not. No. And he was like, oh, okay. Like pouted.
man has got some balls. Oh, not only is his name Richard, but he's got some balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Richard really thought. Mm. So Richard is in the middle of his anesthesia school. I get my mommy makeover. I'm in the process of like healing. It is a very difficult healing process. It's a very long one. You can't stand up straight for a long time. You have drains. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's over the summer, which God help me. It was over the summer. So hot. So, went to the beach with my family. Richard could not go because of his anesthesia school. And I will say that was legit. Okay. The fact that he could not go because he had to be at the hospital. He had to be like studying things.
Doing
like
anesthesia
that.
Stuff.
Yeah. Doing some anesthesia stuff like job shadow, blah, blah, blah. But during that time, Richard texted me and I also want to say I was not just a clueless person that just sat there and let all of this happen. He did not give me access to our Ring camera or our bank account.
So your Ring camera.
Yeah. So like I couldn't see, I didn't have the access to see who was coming into our home. And I also did not have access to our bank account, which now I know I did have access to it because my name was on it. I just was so bogged down with motherhood and cleaning that I didn't have a minute to get to the bank to be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Just so I could see like, are you taking her on dates, etc.
And was she in your house, etc.
Correct. So I get back from the beach and when we're at the beach, he texts me. He's like, I'm going to go see a movie with Miss Cupcake. I said, I don't love that. I don't love that.
He's going on a date, but he told you about it.
Mm-hmm. But in the sake of, and when I was like, yeah, I don't really like that. He was like, yeah, but Taylor, we had agreed we were going to trust each other.
Oh, okay. Let's just gaslight then. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, truly like the best gaslighter I've ever met in my entire life. Like I feel, oh man, I know so many tactics now.
Oh my gosh.
Because I just kind of was like, okay. Okay.
You're right.
Like, why wouldn't I trust the person who said for better or for worse, for sick? And
she makes box cupcakes. Like, what does she really have to offer?
Right. I now have fake boobs. I thought that was really going to
You're the whole deal.
Yeah. I thought that was really going to like put me above.
Yeah.
I was wrong. I was deeply wrong. So he takes her on a date and apparently also had her in my home. And I did not know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have access to the ring footage.
Right. But also I'm like thinking about this, like the ring camera, the whole point is so you can see for safety and when things happen. So the fact that he can like justify not giving you permission is so wild. He's really like, kind of stupid.
It. He was like, I've got it taken care of. Don't worry. Okay. I'll always monitor it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, he's such a good man. The best husband ever. Yeah.
So I like get home from the beach and everybody knows that when your space has been invaded by another person, you know. You just immediately know. Yeah. Your instinct tells you, your gut tells you.
Your whatever. Vibe is off when you walk in that house.
Yeah. So I like get in there and I'm like, hey, something feels weird. Did you have somebody over? And he was like, No, of course I wouldn't.
Check the ring camera. Oh, right. Wait.
Like at this point, why would I believe anything coming out of this man's mouth? So I was like, all right, fine. And I said to myself, because I am resourceful, I said, fine, I'm gonna make this girl my best friend.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I like that.
So I had already had the numbers of all the people in his graduating class for anesthesia school. All the spouses did of the other people. And this girl was not married. She was not married, is not still married.
Okay.
You know, so it wasn't a double thing.
Right.
But so I texted her and I was like, oh my God, hey girly.
How you doing?
I was like, hey girly, how are you? Do you want to go get like a cocktail? And we can hang out. I was like, I'd really love to pick your brain because I really want to understand what Richard is going through. Yeah. And so this is, I think when I got back from my beach trip and like finally healed from my mommy makeover, I said, no, there will be no more. I was like, fine. I have dealt with this for long enough. If they want to fuck around, they're going to find out.
They're going to find out.
And I wanted to find out all the information.
Yeah.
So I go have a cocktail with her. She's so nice to me. Like,
she sounds lovely. She sounds like such a good friend. Mm-hmm. Knows you so well.
Yeah.
And your husband.
So kind. Such a girl's girl. If you will. Yeah. We go and get a little drink. And I am the epitome of girl's girl. I like a white wine. I like an espresso martini. Miss Cupcake?
Bourbon. Beer. Oh, bourbon. She really went there, huh?
Yeah. She was like, I don't really drink anything other than this.
Oh, okay. One of the guys. And she's one of the guys.
I was like, Miss Ma'am, he's already picked you. It's okay.
You won. You can actually have some Pinot Grigio, sister.
Yeah, it's okay. You can chill out.
The jig is up.
Yeah.
Have some wine.
He's not standing behind me right now. Like, we're good. So she's drinking her stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, like how close are you and Richard? Are you having, like, is anesthesia school really difficult? Like, help me out. Help me understand how
Did
I
she
can
act totally normal?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was like, oh my God, if you ever want me to watch the baby while you guys go on a date, feel free. Just text me. I'm really good with kids.
Oh.
I bet you are.
Well, you know mine so well, probably.
Bet you are. It was just, just so nice.
The balls of her.
Of both of them, truly. Yeah. And she was so nice to me. We had a drink. And I was like, you know what? Let's all three of us go out for a drink. Let's go get a beer. Like, all three of us. Why not?
We're young. Yeah.
We have just a baby. I mean, everybody knows, like, newborns are easy.
Can't completely give your life up.
Right. So, so I got a sitter, and we decided to go out and we went all three of us and had a drink. And Richard,
I love that you were able to do this and not blow a damn gasket.
No, because
you held it so well.
I think I just disassociated. And like, even now,
well, it was probably fun. I mean, I know that sounds really twisted,
but it was,
I think you have to be kind of like disassociated to make it fun. Because if he's going to do this and be that committed and for her to reciprocate and take you up on these offers.
And I had girl evidence at this time, but I like knew.
Yeah.
I knew. And my gut has never lied.
You didn't even need your evidence. No. So we're making besties with this.
Yeah. I was like, you all right,
go, girl.
Let's go. Let's go out. So we went out. And we all got a drink. And I think Richard, I'd known Richard at this point for, 6 years, almost 7 years, or a little bit longer. And he was shaking in his boots a little bit.
Oh, God, for sure.
Because he had to keep up with the, he had to keep up with the stories.
Yeah.
Like, and so
we're making it harder for him.
Oh, yeah. Love that. And I was like, oh, like Richard was telling me that he had stayed and studied like really late one night at this coffee shop, like by himself. And she was like, no, I was there. Because I think like, I think he, as much as I hate this person, as much as I hate Miss Cupcake, I also do think he lied to her, not in the same ways and not the same amount that he lied to me, but I do think he was telling her lies as well about certain things and what things were okay and what weren't.
Oh, like for y'all's relationship?
Yeah. Like, I think he was like, I can pretty much do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Which was not entirely true.
Which, honest to God, for like her sake, because I'm thinking about this as like a woman, again, if you're committing yourself to all these things and to somebody that's married like that, and y'all are like, now you're intertwining your life into the wife, she had to have thought, right? Like, we got to give her the benefit of the doubt in that, I guess.
But only so much.
Oh, for sure. Now, she is not excused, because at the end of the day,
she knew
at the end of the day, this person is a married person, and I don't care what your arrangement is. That's weird.
Like, it's weird. It's weird. And the whole time I would say to Richard, like, do you find it strange that one of your closest friends is a straight woman who is unmarried? And he was like, no, there's a lot of women in my field, which like, sure, he is right. Like nursing is chock full of women.
Yeah.
That are also single and not married. Like, you know, that's legitimate. But I asked him, I was like, but what if my best friend was a straight man who was unmarried? That I hung out with all the time.
All the time.
Late at night. Went and got dinner with.
Went on a date.
Yeah, went on a date.
To the movies.
Like, come on.
Right.
And he was like, well, yeah, that would bother me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like he would admit like, yeah, this, you know, if you did it, that would not be okay.
But for me, it's
But
fine.
For me, I can do it because I don't know. I don't know.
And it's such a hot take for some people, because people are like, you can be friends with the opposite sex. Absolutely you can. However, I do believe, and in life, you have to know what you're surrounding yourself with and where you're putting yourself, right? So if you're married with a kid and you're surrounding yourself, let's say, let's change up the situation with 18-year-olds that are going out all the time, don't you think eventually you're going to want to start going out all the time because you're surrounding yourself? It's just like our parents telling us, you are the company you keep. When you surround yourself with people, whether they're like-minded or not, eventually you become the company you keep. So if he is spending his time, or anybody for that matter,
anybody
with somebody else that's single, that's attractive.
Yep. No kids.
No kids. It's very shiny. It's new. It's nice. Yep. It's going to probably cross the line. You're putting yourself in that situation. Why are we doing this? But I love that he also recognized it enough to say, but no, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
That would be weird, babe.
That would be so weird, Taylor. Why would you want to do that?
Why would you say that, Taylor? Gosh. Yes.
Yeah, and he would be like, do you want to do that? And I'm like, no, I've got my own. Like, I'm fine. I've got my own friends. We're good.
Right.
I caught him in a lie, spending time with her while we were at that dinner, and things were just like weird and awkward. And so we get back and she went home. Everything was cool. I was like, okay. They did a little hug. Bye.
Oh
yeah. And I said to him, I asked him straight up. I said, are you fucking her? Cause like what, this point, what am I going to lose?
Not your husband. You already lost him.
Like, one, you're not going to kick me out of my house.
No.
Two, like, what is going to happen? What's going to happen?
Well, you have him by the balls at this point because you already know.
Yeah.
You already know. Yeah.
So I said, are you fucking her? And he was like, no.
Okay.
I was like, I looked at him and I was like, look, if you want out of this marriage, I was like, just tell me. Like, if that's what you want to do, if you don't want to be married to me anymore, just let me know and I will be happy to make those arrangements for you. And he was like, no, no, no. Like, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose our family. I don't want to break up our family. I was like, so what are you doing with this girl? Because you're either stringing her along and lying to me about what you want to do with this girl, or you've already done it and you're making a plan to have a relationship once you get out of this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he, of course, you know, is like doubling down. No, do you want me to stop being friends with her? And I was like, yes. And he was like, well, I'm going to see her because we're in the same, we're in anesthesia school together.
Okay. Go and be her classmate.
I was like, I work with a lot of people. I teach, you know, 100 kids a day and you don't see me friendly with any of them. It's right. just like a coworker. Like you just, hi, bye. How was your weekend?
Fine. Keep them
bye.
In the box.
Like that's box. It. Yeah. Yes. You keep them. It's so easy. It's so easy. I was like, you've never had feelings for a patient, right?
He was like, he's like, no. You want me to break up with my friend? I mean, right? You want me to not be friends with yes, her anymore? Yes.
So I was like, yeah, you can't be friends with her. And he was like, well, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I need you to block her on everything. And so he like opens up his phone and he blocks her, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he did do it.
I know. Then. I was deeply surprised. But I think when I like laid it out for him and I was like, look, like, you get nothing. If this is what you're doing,
yeah,
you're not going to get anything. Mm-mm. And you're certainly not going to get sympathy from me. So he blocked her on everything. And then fast forward 3 months and homeboy falls asleep on the couch with his phone open.
Yes. Bingo. See, look at God.
Yes.
Look at God.
I mean, really gave me like a billboard.
He did,
that moment. It was open and ding, 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 in comes a notification from Miss Cupcake. And so I get my phone. I go lock myself in the closet. Our child is asleep because it was like later in the evening.
Yeah.
And I go lock myself in the closet. And she's texting him like, do you want to play a game?
Oh, what Candyland?
I texted back. What game do you want to play?
Oh, you on text. Oh my God.
So I like end up scrolling through all their messages. I take pictures of it and I keep it. And I take screenshots and sent it from him. Cause I wanted him to know at this point that I knew.
Oh yes, girl, for sure.
So I was like, fuck you and the horse you rode in on. I'm going to just do this. Oh. So.
And then you got to watch him sweat.
Oh yeah. So I screenshotted everything and sent it to myself on my phone. There was stuff that was like clearly inappropriate. It was more than just like sexual though. It was relationship.
Oh,
it was like the stuff that you only text your partner.
So were they like full blown in a relationship?
I think so. I mean, he'll say no all day long. I think so. They were planning trips together.
Oh,
like I want to go to like this place with you. I want to go to these mountains with you. I want to go to this state with you. Da, da, da. Mm. And I was like, oh no, this is like, you're in a practice relationship while also being married.
Right.
And this is not cute. No. And then they also discussed their intimacy that they had had.
At your house?
Yeah, at my house. So while I was gone, while I was away. And it wasn't like super vulgar, but it was like, hey, remember when we did that? Mm. How fun, how silly, how risque.
Silly goose.
What a little dangerous activity.
Woohoo.
Whoopsies.
Right.
So,
oh.
So then I like go on Instagram and of course he's unblocked her from Instagram. I'm sending myself those screenshots. Snapchat. She was not on Snapchat.
Oh.
But
she, okay, good girl.
Right. Good job, queen.
Good girl.
But his ex-girlfriend was on Snapchat. So like, it wasn't just me and her. It was also another person.
Oh.
There was another woman on there. Now, mind you, we'd been together for like 7 years at this point, and the ex-girlfriend is still in your Snapchat. Like, what is that?
What is that?
What is that?
Oh no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And so at that point, I literally said to him, we're done. This is done. I sent myself all those and then I like put the phone back on the couch and I let him wake up. I didn't wake him up. I was so calm. It still amazes me to this day because I am not a calm person.
Yeah, but you had a long time to process. And at this point, and this is going to sound so petty, but sometimes you just don't outgrow certain things.
Yeah.
The satisfaction after him, after you find all that stuff, mm-hmm. before like all of it sets in, it's probably nice just to see it as a whole. And you're like, well, you know, I knew. Yeah. But then I would have been getting some popcorn.
Yeah.
Set my camera up to record and watch his little self panic.
Oh, yeah. Because I think, like, if anybody who's dated anybody manipulative or, like, with narcissistic tendencies knows that over the years when we dated, when I found other women in his phone, it wasn't enough. Mm. Because he'd never met with these women physically.
Right.
And that people that are so good at the gaslighting and manipulation can manipulate you into thinking you're crazy.
That you yeah, that's their up, tactic. Yeah. That
you've like,
or you're overreacting. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
Oh, I didn't really do anything that right. bad.
It's like, if it bothers me and you're still, doesn't matter what you did if you touch yes. them. The texting, and people say this all the time, and I agree, the emotional aspect of it is so much worse anyway. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're carrying on conversation, having feelings
yeah.
versus reacting or acting on a feeling, like, that's even worse, dude.
It's so much worse. And it, because it feels the same to the person receiving. Like,
yeah.
it still felt like a violation.
Totally. Because it, still felt like a betrayal. It was. Yeah.
And that, I think, is the part where, like, everybody needs to say, okay, if you're texting someone inappropriately on a phone, it's still cheating. Even yeah. if you have not slept with them, kissed them, anything,
yep.
it's still cheating, because I still feel the same way.
And you're still stepping out of your yep. relationship.
Yep.
You're still like stepping affection. Out of it. That's yep. right. And you're feeling, you're putting your heart or your mind, whatever, and feelings in somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter.
Yep.
It looks different for everybody.
Yeah.
Some people can have casual hookups and sure. that doesn't mean anything to them, but they can have a deep conversation and that means a lot more to them. So it yes. doesn't even matter. So no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, the panic my man probably felt.
Oh, he lost his mind. He cried.
Oh,
he got on his knees and was like, please no. He was like, I can't help it. I have an addiction.
Oh.
Like the way that I watched someone who I had like, in the beginning of a relationship, a lot of respect for, because he's so smart and mm. so like, just like truly intelligent. I mean, he saves people's lives. Like who's right. not going to say, wow, I admire you to that
yeah.
person. But then like after years and years of manipulation, I finally was like, oh my God, you're like an ant.
Yeah.
Like you're nothing.
You're not a good person.
Right.
And it's a waste anything. Actually. Yeah. It's a waste of a good person.
Yep. And I'm like, wow, like, I love that you're doing this job and like, I hope you do the best. And obviously we're going to co-parent and I mm. want that relationship to be positive for the sake of our child. However, this relationship is done and over.
Yeah. You can be a great smart person, mm-hmm. like a great, not like an actual physical person, but like smart in that regard. And you can be a shit person.
Yes.
They can coexist and they do with you, Richard.
All the time. Yes, Richard.
Like, so how long did it take him to realize that you were like, no, I'm out. I'm done with this.
I think it took him, when I said that we're done, probably like 5 days.
Oh.
Which isn't really that long.
All right.
But I think it was enough for the shock to wear off for him to be like, yeah, I want to be done too.
Yeah.
Because that was the other
thing. Well, he lost, right? Yeah, like that was his, oh man. Like, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. he didn't get away with it anymore.
Yeah.
And is him and Miss Cupcake, were they dating?
So.
Oh,
he moved out a month later. We got a separation agreement. And in North Carolina, you have to be separated for a year
yeah.
before you can file. So kind of at the beginning of that separation, he moved out a month later. He moves and he does start dating Miss Cupcake. Of course he does.
Well, yeah.
Like, come on.
He can't end that relationship too.
No.
You can't lose you both.
No. God, being alone?
A girl.
Never.
Why would you make him do that?
Ugh, I know.
He deserves better.
The meanest. But I think they dated for about 3 months, kind of towards the beginning of our separation. And then one day he texted me and said, Miss Cupcake broke up with me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Ooh. Ooh.
Because like, what do you say?
And also, what did he expect from you?
What did you want me to say?
Sorry about your luck, Chuck.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, man. That stinks.
Ooh.
Big old bummer.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, wow, that's super unfortunate for you.
I hope you heal. Right? Go to the movies. Have some downtime.
Right. He goes, well, I think I'm going to start therapy finally.
Oh.
And I was like, that is great.
Yeah.
That is great. So then. We've been separated for like 5-6 months, you know, fast forward some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I decided to start dating again.
Yeah, you did, girl. You deserve it.
Because we were positively co-parenting because yeah. I think I had so much time to grieve in our marriage.
Well, that I was going to say, You had a lot of time to you didn't even realize you were processing your marriage ending. Mm-hmm. You were finding breadcrumbs, and every time you found something, I'm sure you kind of, you know, disengaged and you let go just a little bit. Yeah. Where when it all kind of hit, again, you see it, it validates everything you'd already been feeling. It brings it to the surface, all the things you buried, you know, years prior.
It was like,
and then you're pissed.
Yeah. It was almost like when I found everything, when it was like the solid confirmation that he had slept with her and it was like having a full blown relationship with this woman. I was like, oh my God, finally.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're not crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm not a mean person. Mm-hmm. I'm not a bad wife.
Wasn't your fault.
It's not my fault. It's also not about me at all.
No, like, it's a him problem.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I can finally get out. Like, I have a legitimate reason to be like, I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Yeah.
Because for so long, I didn't really want to be married to him after like year two. Because I had started to find things and I was like, man, I don't really want to be treated like this. And he wasn't really this like outstanding husband at any point. Like I wasn't getting like 5-star princess treatment, nothing like
that. And he becomes so much more unattractive too over time, I'm sure. So like as you found stuff out, you're like, oh.
Yes. I was like, ew, gross. Ew. This is an ick.
Right. You were a solid 7 and now you're like a 3.
Exactly.
Great.
So I had all this time like in our marriage to grieve. And so I felt really bad after we separated and it had been like 6 months. I was like, wow, I kind of like, I feel okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think I'm going to go on a couple dates.
As you should.
As I should and did. And I went on one date with this random man who's very tall. And he flexed that he had ridden on Dale Earnhardt's private jet in college.
Oh.
And I was like, number 3?
like the intimidator?
Yes, like Mr. Earnhardt.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, wow, that is so neat. Neato.
Raise hell, praise Dale, baby.
For real.
Okay, for real. So how, all right, continue.
So I went on one date with this man. And it was, oh God, it was like definitively so strange because he was like, I'm really just looking for a physical hookup. And I was like, oh, okay. I was I don't actually know if that's what I want to do. But I appreciate your honesty, I suppose. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I did test it out.
Okay. That's fine. But you know what? Like, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, girl.
Right.
You gotta do what you gotta do. No, but I'm sure after two, like you've been married for so long and with somebody at that point. Yeah. You're like, do I even want to really like what, what do I want?
I had to like freaking rip whatever. The Band-Aid off.
Doesn't even matter. Yeah, you did.
And I did. And then I never spoke to that man again. I ghosted him. I feel so bad.
Oh, wait, I thought you were going to tell me this was.
No.
Oh, so you ghosted him.
I ghosted Dale Earnhardt.
Not him wanting a relationship with you, tell me.
No. He did not.
I didn't know if you blew his mind and he was like, no. What are you doing? Like, I want to talk.
No, I don't think either of us blew each other's minds
at all. Okay. So that was just, all right, that's fine. Right. Good for you.
Yeah. So then like a month later, I'm on the Bumble and up pops this gentleman. His name is Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And I, what is it? Yeah. You swipe on Bumble and then we message first, the girl message first. So okay. I said, hi.
Oh,
to this day, he still thinks that's very funny that is the only thing I said.
Hi.
I said, hi, no punctuation, no amount, nothing. I'm not going to give you a whole lot. So he, responded back obviously. And I was like, I don't really know what I want. But you're so cute. So he was like, please let me take you on a date. And I was like, okay.
I want food.
Girls got to eat. So we went on a date and on that date, and I will say like when I was on the dating apps and some people disagree with me on this, I did not put that I have a child.
Oh no, I think that's fair.
Cause like there's something about the safety of your child. Like that felt, I don't know, something about it felt weird.
Listen, the world is crazy and you cannot just trust anybody anymore. And I feel like if you can protect your kid from the outside world as much as possible, and I realize this is rich coming from me because I put my kid on the internet, but I'm also very cautious about how he's on my socials real-time type things and all that. So yes, I think protecting your kid from a dating app, especially, girl, I don't think that's weird at all.
No pictures of that, nothing like that. Because you know, the world is scary.
God forbid some dude's trying to talk to you because you have a kid. Like,
Right?
I would go to jail.
Correct. Same. I didn't want to be someone's like weird, like fetish either. That's about being like a mom.
Oh, true. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
So, but I, on this date, I was like, hey, by the way, I have a child. So my schedule is weird. Which it still is. And at this point I had told him also like, I'm not fully divorced. And he was like, all right, that's cool. So we go on the date. It was so lovely. It was so good. He was so nice. He's like very masculine. And he's probably going to listen to
this. I saw your picture with him on your social media and he's super cute. He's I was like, cute. Wait a second. Yeah. I couldn't wait till you came he's in here. So cute. No, y'all are really cute together. Yeah. We all are very comfortable together. It looks like,
oh yeah. We've been dating now. Like, I mean, I'm fully divorced now. We've been together like 7 months. So, you know, that kind of,
yeah,
it's very comfortable.
Now, are y'all the same age? Like, what's the relationship? No,
so he is 35 and I'm 31. I'll be 32 soon.
Okay.
And then he'll be 36 soon. And I joke with him a lot that he's like an old grandpa. But he's not. He's
much older than me. Mike is like 3.5 years older than me. And that's a good age. Mm-hmm. Because we all know that men aren't as mature.
No.
They need a little extra time.
They really do.
They have to have
they
that.
They have to. And I've told Rob about Richard and like all of the things that he's done and things like that. And needless to say, Rob is not his number one
not
fan.
Not a fan.
No, 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 no.
None of us are.
Not at all. But
have now, they met?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
But soon, I think. Because I do have a kid. So like at some point they'll have to meet.
Does Richard know about Rob?
Richard does know about Rob. Doesn't know that what Rob like looks like. Because like Richard and I don't follow each other on socials at all. So Richard has no idea what Rob looks like. Rob is buff.
Yeah.
Rob could like, and will throw me over that shoulder. Okay.
That's right. You got a man.
Right. I got a man,
girl.
And so I don't know. I have no idea what that will look like, but one day they do have to meet. So that will be.
You'll have to come back and fill us in.
Oh, I will.
Because I'm dying inside. Like I can only picture how, and listen, I'm not saying that people can't change and whatever, therapy, all the things.
Yeah.
However, I stand by what I said earlier. I stand by my sentiment of if you did something once and you made a mistake, cool, move on, get your therapy, fix yourself, whatever. But the fact that this man lived out and his gall of like what he did and like your relationship and all of that, I'm just like, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when he sees you happy with a tall drink of water, a buff, big old girthy drink of water, and how he's going to feel about that. And you know what? He kind of deserves to feel like shit a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like you said, as you found all that stuff, now I'm getting pissed. Now I'm sweating a little bit. But like when you were finding all that stuff, that doesn't feel good to be on that side of it. And as you breadcrumbed and found things and your heart kind of like probably felt sad and broke little ways, like it's his turn to feel this because that ain't cool, you know? But I love that.
Like I,
for him,
in like the middle of all of this stuff with Richard, like I felt as low as a person could feel, like worthless. Like I deserved.
She picked box cupcakes to make that he loved over
anything.
And you had a whole ass mommy makeover. Mm-hmm. Not that you're not a beautiful person regardless. You. And your hair is stunning, by the way. But really like not me blowing smoke up your ass. I'm dead. No, of course that makes you feel like crap. You're like, hello, I'm here.
Like, I am a whole person. And, like, I'm a whole person you chose to marry.
And the mother of your child.
Yes.
That you willingly did
when
you and I were still, like, we were married and you still were stepping out. And that I would never understand. Yeah.
But after it was all said and done, I caught Richard physically with one woman, digitally with three.
Oh.
And that's, I know, because now, like, I'm on those, like, are we dating the same guy?
Oh, the groups. Those are so good,
And I've noticed other women have come forward and said, oh, I was talking to Richard years ago. And I was like, oh.
What?
Oh. How?
Not your husband in the groups.
What?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
there's a bunch out there.
I am sure there are just even more than I'll ever know. And I'm fine not knowing. like, I kind of don't care. Like, I've moved on.
Yeah. You're in a good spot. Like, yeah. You've grieved the relationship. Problem. It is literally not your problem. And you've grieved the relationship. Yeah. You've moved past. Yeah. You got your kid. You can be proud of that. You have that. You're in a new relationship. Yeah. That's a good one. It's healthy. Yeah. Is Richard dating anybody now?
So Richard is
dating. A bunch of people, I guess.
I guess. Richard does not have a serious relationship right now.
Mm.
Or
well, he never has.
Right.
I mean,
not an openly monogamous relationship, as far as I know. Richard is dating, like going on dates, dating multiple women.
Doing Richard things.
Doing Richard things, man. And he seems to be happy with that. And I asked him, I was like, do you think you'll ever, you know, get remarried? And he was like, oh, maybe.
Don't.
I was like, but please don't.
Don't do that.
I'll warn her first.
Like, absolutely.
I will
just give her a look at the baseball game. Just give her a little look
and
little
hand squeeze.
Like, hey, girl.
Praying for you, sweetie.
Thinking about you.
Prayers going up. Be blessed.
Box cupcakes go a long way.
Right.
Listen, if you want to win him over, get a little yellow cake chocolate icing.
Yes.
That's sweetheart. All you need. That is all you need. That Who knew it was that simple?
Right.
Not you baking like all the gourmet.
Oh, like macarons, cakes.
Right. No.
I made it all.
It doesn't matter.
Pies, layered cakes, anything. And I will say this for Rob. Rob will eat anything I bake.
Yeah,
and
he'll eat all of it.
I made one time, like on one of our like second dates, I made this terrible. It ended up terrible. It was like, it was supposed to be this like self-saucing brownie and it tasted awful.
He gobbled it up.
And he was like, no, this is the best thing I've ever
eaten. Oh my God. We love him.
Yeah, that was when I was like, all right, yeah, I'm done. This one's the one.
This is my guy.
Yep, this is mine. No one else.
Because that's how it should be.
Yeah.
He should rave about even the shit brownies.
Yes.
And that's the kind of man that every queen deserves.
Yes. And Rob, in that's Rob's line of work, there are very, very few women.
Again, look at God.
Look at God.
Look at him. Girl, you're just getting all the flexes in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am, you know, very fortunate now.
Yeah.
But I've paid my dues. I've done my time.
You did.
And I've done it.
Now you know. Now you know what you are not going to do again.
No.
No. What you're not going to do.
No. Those red flags, they've, I am a proud, like, I don't know, owner of my own red flags now.
But
also, like, I know exactly what they look like.
We don't even make eye contact with the pink ones anymore.
No. Because they turn red. Because that, like, as
they're always red, you're just looking at them through a lens.
Yes.
And then when you take it off, you're like, oh, that was a red one.
And as much as we say, like, people don't change because they don't, they do get worse.
For sure. Like, the more comfortable people get, the more you start to, you peel back the layers of the onion.
Yeah.
I think Shrek said that once. People are like onions. Yeah. Ogres are like onions is what he said. I mean,
they are.
Not everybody's an ogre, but
some people are.
Richard was. But anyway. Oh my God. Well, thanks for, this was a good one. I was really excited. Yeah. I was really excited when you were like, I'll do it. And I was like, really? I asked her and she was like, okay. I was like, oh, okay. You don't want to think about it. She's like, no, I'm in. I was like, great. When? Let's do this. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it. And like I said, you'll have to come back and fill us in because I have a feeling that your life is just going to be butterflies and rainbows.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I can't wait to hear how that pans out
there
for
you. There will be no more babies, though.
There's no more babies.
I do,
because you've had your mommy makeover. No more babies. You have a life to live.
Yeah.
You have a life to live. It's time for you to go on dates.
We're going on trips.
We're going on vacations. We're dates. We're trips. We're good. All the good things. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. All right, girl. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for listening. Love y'all. Mean it. Bye.